Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Norbert, with the oil spill in the Gulf likely affecting seafood for quite a while, I think most of us will be eating more freshwater fish. But even freshwater fish have me worried.
I know. In the latest studies, hundreds of fish taken from about 300 freshwater streams across the U.S. found every one was contaminated with mercury. Worse, more than a quarter of the fish had levels that exceed federal recommendations.
People didn't have to worry about this before the industrial age. But after 1850, when industry exploded, that all changed. The main source of mercury release in the U.S. is coal-burning power plants.
Their smokestacks release mercury into the atmosphere. Then it settles into the soil. From there, the mercury is washed into streams and rivers, which then carry it into lakes and reservoirs. There, bacteria chemically alter it into methylmercury, the most toxic form of mercury.
So how does it get into fish? Well, microscopic invertebrates in lakes called zooplankton are tainted when they eat algae that have absorbed methylmercury. Small fish are exposed when they eat zooplankton, and large fish, like largemouth bass, are contaminated when they eat small fish.
This process is called biomagnification, which means that a toxic compound like mercury is found at higher and higher concentrations as it moves up a food chain. In other words, while the mercury levels are low in algae, they can be very high in large fish.
So where do we stand now that more freshwater fish in the U.S. are contaminated? Well, mercury has negative effects on the nervous and cardiovascular systems of humans, especially children. That's why some states have recommended that pregnant women and children not eat fish from certain bodies of water.
While mercury levels may be low enough for most of us to continue eating freshwater fish, when will it be not okay? That's something to ponder every time we turn on our lights.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.